For this Monday, February 24th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A 37-year-old man from Cynthiana was arrested as part of a child molestation investigation. On Thursday, investigators with the Posey County Sheriff's Office received a tip about alleged sexual abuse of a child. After the investigation, deputies say they discovered a second child was also a victim of sexual abuse. According to officials, both victims were interviewed at Holly's house. On Friday, suspect Dustin Wayne Hedrick was arrested and taken into custody. He faces three counts of child molesting and one count of sexual misconduct with a minor. Malvern Police Chief Justin Rutledge says a car drove through the front door and into the lobby of the Heritage Federal Credit Union in Mount Vernon. Officials say two cars were involved in the crash, one hitting a pole outside the credit union and another running into the building. No injuries were reported, and Chief Rutledge says drugs or alcohol do not seem to be involved. He says Heritage FCU facilities personnel are assessing the damage. Indiana's second positive case of chronic wasting disease, also known as zombie deer disease, has been confirmed in a deer in Posey County. The Indiana Department of Natural Resources says the case was found in a white-tailed deer in Posey County. Chronic wasting disease has been detected in wild deer in 36 states, including all states bordering Indiana. It's a neurological disease that affects deer, resulting in their eventual death. During the 2025-26 deer hunting season, the DNR says its surveillance efforts will be enhanced in Posey County and the surrounding counties to determine the extent of disease in the area. For more information, you can visit the DNR website. The Indiana High School Athletic Association announced on Friday that during its February meeting, the executive committee approved a basic framework that would make changes to Rule 19, which involves eligibility and transfers of the IHSA member school bylaws. To summarize the changes, students whose first transfer is from IHSA member school to IHSAA member school will retain full eligibility if it occurs during their first six semesters of high school. Students whose second transfer involves a return to the IHSA member school, where they establish their initial promotion eligibility, will retain full eligibility within 365 days of their enrollment date at the previous school. This new bylaw would take effect on June 1st of this year. Last night, the IHSAA released the boys' basketball sectional pairings as the postseason begins 1 week from tomorrow. The Mount Vernon Wildcats drew the Heritage Hills Patriots in the first round of the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Boonville High School. The North Posey Vikings will take on the Tell City Marksmen in the first round of the Class 2A Sectional 48 at Tell City High School. It was a great weekend for the Mount Vernon boys basketball team as they won both their games this past weekend. On Friday, they defeated Tecumseh at home 64-50. The Wildcats then went on the road Saturday and pulled off an upset at Washington 55-52. They are now 11-11 overall. Mount Vernon will finish the regular season at Mater Dei on Wednesday and then at South Spencer on Thursday. North Posey basketball split their pair of games over the weekend. The Vikings cruised past Day School at home on Friday 51-33 and then got tripped up at Tell City on Saturday 60-57. They are 11-10 on the season and will play their regular season finale on Thursday at Gibson Southern. In men's college basketball on Sunday, the Indiana Hoosiers used a strong second half to storm past their rival in 13th-ranked Purdue at home 73-58. IU trailed 37-25 at halftime before outscoring the Boilermakers 48-21 in the second half. Malik Renew and Trey Galloway each had 15 points to pace the Hoosiers. IU improves to 16-11 and 7-9 in the Big Ten. Purdue has lost four straight games and is now 19-9 on the year, 11-6 in the Big Ten. Finishing up from the NBA on Sunday, the Indiana Pacers won their third straight game as they took out the Los Angeles Clippers at home 129-111. Tyrese Halliburton scored 29 points and dished out 12 assists for Indiana in the win. The Pacers sit at 32-23 and will be home again this evening at 6 o'clock against the Denver Nuggets. That's news in sports for this Monday, February 24th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.